Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 41 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the kooky creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and as I mention every week, you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I have put a link to it on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to give a special shout-out to those of you who actually have been getting the ebook and then writing me right back. You are the nicest people ever, I have to say, the Blog Talk Radio crowd. You always go out of your way to introduce yourself to me and be like, I've been listening to your show, and thank you so much for the ebook, and I loved it, and you know, I read it and loved it, or I'm looking forward to reading it. So that makes my day. That's really sweet, and thank you for doing that. I love it. And as for today, I want to talk about the upcoming winter solstice, which is taking place this weekend. And I know that I was hoping this last weekend that we just passed, I was hoping to get the winter solstice module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year out to you all, but I don't know. Every time I'm putting something out into the world like this, it never is out on the day that I think it will be, so I should just keep my big fat mouth shut until everything is ready and prepared. And it's always a different story. This time, I just kept writing and deleting and writing and deleting and ripping up what I was doing. I knew what I wanted to say, but I just didn't feel really connected or especially excited about it. It didn't feel that special to me, and I was getting frustrated. And I'm a big prayer. That's a weird word to say, but you might not know that about me because sometimes I can come off as a little skeptical, maybe, for lack of a better word. But I do pray. I pray a lot. I pray. I often say I live my life as a prayer. And so I was praying for guidance, and I think I got some. I woke up kind of on fire one day about this module, and it felt like I was kind of channeling, and it went in a totally different direction than what I was expecting it to be. So I'm really excited about that. I feel like I can't take any credit for it. I'm just putting some final touches on it, and I have to shoot a video. You get a video when you take the module, so I still have to make that video. There's a little crafty witch thing video that comes with every module, and that's just like a fun way to practice whatever we're working on in a kind of hands-on way. And I love when people share their crafts in the private Facebook group we have going on together. I get a kick out of that. And the last one, Winter Transition, which happened around Samhain, that got really deep because we were doing a lot of shadow work and stuff like that. It was very moving to see some of the issues that people like bravely dove into and then shared with the group. But the winter solstice is going to be much more cheery and I think more fun of an exploration. So if you had a hard time with the last module, this one should be more of a good time. And then just about the winter solstice in general, nothing to do with the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year. I just like the winter solstice because no matter what religion you practice or don't practice, no matter what cultural traditions you celebrate or don't celebrate, the winter solstice is happening. It's a celestial seasonal fact. It's something that we all have in common. And that kind of levels the playing field during a time when we've got a bit of a culture clash between Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Yule, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some others. I feel like every year there's a new holiday around this time that I have to recognize or keep in my mind. So I'm one of those people that has just decided to say a general happy holidays so as not to offend anyone. You know, gone are the days when you can just get Christmas cards. So, yeah, I try to keep them kind of just vague. A happy winter solstice card would be excellent in this case. And the winter solstice, it marks the longest night of the year in the northern hemisphere anyway. If you live in the south, it's the exact opposite for you. It's the longest day of the year. So to all of you in the southern hemisphere, happy summer solstice! And for the rest of us, this is the time, like I just said, of the longest night of the year and the shortest day. So it's dark right now. Although it doesn't, I'm looking at my window right now, it's been in the 80s. Yesterday I went out to get the mail and I was laughing because in the brief time that I was in my front yard getting the mail, I got buzzed by a hummingbird, kids on skateboards with shorts and t-shirts rode by, and then a lady was walking down the street, across the street, eating an ice cream cone. And I was thinking, this is so not Christmassy. It does not feel like winter at all here. But we do have the longest nights, which is kind of what I was saying about how it levels the playing field. And I know how it depends on how close you are to the equator in terms of how much you are feeling this. But for most of us, we are feeling that the nights have grown longer and we are spending more time in the dark. And it's one of life's sweet ironies that our calendars, or at least my calendar, reads the first day of winter on December 21st. At least this year, it can vary by a few days depending on the year. But we get the first day of winter right as we also begin moving toward the light half of the year. So it's that first spark of hope that brighter days are returning. And that is why so many of our customs and religious celebrations have to do with honoring the rebirth of the sun. Whether you call him the Son of God, S-O-N, or it, the Son of God, as in this magical, mysterious universe, that is where that popular bit of symbolism originated. And I know that that is probably a controversial thing to say in certain circles, but I feel like you guys can handle it. There's quite a few books on that topic, but I have a book called Pagan Christmas. I don't know who wrote it, I'm sorry to say. And I've never sat down and read the entire thing front to back. It's just a book I pull out at Christmas time and flip around and read whatever I land on. It's just full of all kinds of interesting little factoids. Actually, this time of year, traditionally around the world, is very psychedelic. People got very intoxicated during this time of year, which I think has to do with being indoors a lot, maybe having nothing better to do. But the celebrations around this time have a lot to do with entheogenic plants and mushrooms. I have a book called Astrotheology and Shamanism that I personally got from Jan. Where is that book? Jan Irvin. I thought I had it out because I wanted to tell you guys about it. Yes, Astrotheology and Shamanism, Christianity's Pagan Roots. That book is crazy, super interesting. I don't recommend it for everyone, but for a certain kind of person, it could be a really interesting read. That might make a really shocking but fun Christmas present for any pagans or atheists or people who just like to question the status quo. That might be a fun book to give this season. I'm totally just rambling today. Oh my goodness. Put your seatbelts on. I don't know if you can keep up with me. I don't know if I can keep up with me. I blame it on the weather. I am sitting here in a t-shirt and not shorts, but these like summery cotton pants and barefoot with the windows open. So I'm going to blame it on that. So who knows where I'm going to take this show today. My point was that even though this is the dark time of the year and even though we're spending so much time in the darkness, that this time of year also contains that spark, that seed of hope for brighter days. And you can read into that symbolism in all different kinds of ways. But All culture aside, I love following the movements of nature and the seasons this way because it tends to anchor me into the now, the power of now, in a way that allows me to appreciate life on a whole other level. And that has to do with why I wanted to create a program that would allow everyone of all faiths to tap in to this amazing perspective. To me, it's amazing. It was a whole new world to me when I first started exploring. I was into magic and reading about witchcraft and things like that, but I hit a point where I was dealing with a lot of Wiccans online, and I thought, just out of respect, I better start learning about Wicca and what this all is, because they're calling themselves witches, and I don't feel like I can call myself a witch without knowing, you know, what their culture is all about and what they're talking about. And I genuinely explored it, as I have everything, with an open mind and an open heart to see if it was for me, and I decided it wasn't, but I love the Wheel of the Year, and they're the ones that I first learned that from. I learned about the Wheel of the Year in a pagan context. And I will always celebrate the Wheel of the Year from now on. So that is the gift that I got from Wicca, among other things. But we all live on this planet, and in my opinion, everyone from Christians to Muslims to atheists to Jews can take their connection to spirit, life, nature, themselves, to a whole other level by grounding into the changing seasons and celestial cycles. It doesn't have to have a religious connotation. It can if you wanted to, and that might enhance celebrating the wheel for you, but it's also just pretty powerful on its own. The symbolism is rich. You can tie that into any number of spiritual practices, but even before you get to the symbolism, just the physical changes that you can see, hear, smell, taste, and feel are enough to get you into a profound state of appreciation if you'll let them. Appreciation for how we're all, us, the plants, the animals, the bugs, the weather, the clouds, the ground below our feet, the water, the air, we're all working together synchronistically. And to me, that is so magical and beautiful. And eating seasonally is one way of doing that, of getting in touch with that. So you might find yourself, for example, right now during the winter solstice, feeling drawn to and feeling better nourished by oranges and roots and cruciferous vegetables like cabbage and kale. It's also a good time to eat more oily, moisturizing foods like olives and coconut oil to keep the dry skin at bay. FYI, coconut oil is amazing for the outside of your skin as well. It makes me break out on my face, but the whole rest of my body loves it. And despite many people's desire to cleanse and detox after overindulging during the holidays, I know that's a really popular thing to do, especially in spiritual communities. So I may be irritating some of you by saying this, but I don't think that this is the best time to be living on green juice. You know, a lot of people want to start juice fasts for the new year. And I'm just not a big fan of juice fasts in general for reasons I won't get into now, but I would love to. I should just do like a 4-hour show and just see where all the various tangents take me. But drinking green juice all day long, that can have a very cooling effect, which is something I'm assuming you don't want to have in the winter, and it can lack the sustenance that your body craves at this time. So if you feel like you've overindulged during the holidays or you're just excited about the new year and you want to do something to kind of reset your body for the new year, by all means, go on a sugar processed junk food cleanse. Get that crap out of your diet and eat. Just focus on eating whole, real food straight from Mother Nature. But save the green smoothies for the warm weather. Save the juice fast especially. Save that for when it's warm outside and when it feels more appropriate to the weather. This is also just a time of rest. This is a time when a lot of animals hibernate, but I think it's a time where we're actually meant to not hibernate for the entire winter like bears, but to do our own kind of hibernation and get a little bit extra sleep, you know, following the wheel of the year, following the seasons, following the light. Get a minimum of 8 hours. You should be doing that every night anyways. I know that's hard for a lot of us. But see if you can even bump that up to even 9 or 10 hours on some nights and experiment with that and see if that doesn't make you feel better, look fresher in the morning when you wake up. If you're going to bed watching TV, like, for 3 or 4 hours before you hit the hay, like, you're not going to miss anything. Shut the TV off, go lay down, try to make your room as dark as possible. I know that even, like, a flashing light on your nightstand, on your alarm clock can disrupt your sleep. So try to get your room as dark as you can. A cool room actually will help you sleep better. And experiment with this idea of hibernation. Like, this is the time to do it, especially if you have the kind of job or you're a stay-at-home mom and your kids are out of school. If you've got these 3 weeks like I do where you're all, like, at home and your schedule's all a little wonky, you can take advantage of that and get some extra sleep. It's no coincidence that our clocks they run at 24 hours because our bodies run in a 24-hour cycle known as am I saying this right? You know what? I write this word a lot, but I really don't use it very much in conversation. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm afraid to say it. Don't make fun of me. Circadian rhythm. C-I-R-C-A-D-I-N-I-A-N. Circadian rhythm. Wow, maybe I should have practiced that before. It's just not a word that comes up in your conversation that often, or it doesn't come up in mine. But your circadian rhythm, let's say that. I want to say circadian. Why do I want to do that? It's an endogenous process, meaning that it's a process that is generated from within. Your body does it automatically. But this rhythm, it's also very sensitive to outside stimuli like sunlight and temperature, which is why working with the wheel of the year in terms of the changing seasons and your sleep patterns might be a good idea, because natural light and temperature actually modulates your hormone production, your brainwave activity, your cell regeneration. And therefore, it's very important to follow nature's cues if you don't want to be a cranky, zitty, wrinkled-up mess. But seriously, fighting Mother Nature by keeping too many late nights and failing to get your beauty sleep can actually wreak all kinds of havoc in terms of making it harder for your body to fight off illness. It can create a hormonal situation in which your body actually starts to store too much fat. Like I was saying, it can mess with your hormones. And your skin can just start to get saggy and craggly before it's time. So I think that sleep is really important. Before we had all of our modern conveniences and our, what is the word I'm thinking of? Unnatural light. Gee whiz, I'm really good with the words today. Holy cow, oh, that's going to drive me crazy. It's on the tip of my tongue. Our unnatural light. Oh, no, I can't move on. I'm stuck trying to think of this word. Help me. Artificial. Whew! Thank you, brain. Artificial light, that can really mess with your hormone levels and make it hard for you to go to sleep at night. So also try not to, like, stare at your computer right before you go to bed, or, like I said, the TV, and maybe shut the lights off as the sun is going down and just have, like, little night lights on or smaller lamps or candles even, if your family can stand it. And speaking of family, this is also, I think, a time of family, because in the past, before we had artificial light, before we had all these modern conveniences, when the sun went down, the family came in. And so this time of year, the longest night of the year, families would be spending a lot of time all up in each other's business. So I think that's probably why. I'm just guessing. I don't have any scientific facts to back me up here, but I'm assuming that's why this is such a time of family and celebration. And some of us have a hard time dealing with our families, being all up in our business at this time of year, but that can be a really great opportunity to do some spiritual work and, you know, use your mirror work or your shadow work or practice a little compassion. See it as an opportunity, you know, to see your family for who they really are and to use that as kind of a spiritual catalyst to take you into the next year with a different appreciation for the family that you were born into or the family of friends that you've created for yourself. So sleep, food, dressing appropriate for the weather, these are all obvious ways to work with the seasons and to honor where you're at on the wheel. If you're not particularly religious, but you recognize the power of ritualized behavior, this might be a good time to do some introspective work, to get quiet and go within, reflecting on the year that's passed and the year that lies ahead. That's what I'm planning on taking us through if you want to do the winter solstice module of the psycho-spiritual wheel of the year. If you want to do that with me, if you want to join in the group, that's what we're going to be doing. The way I designed it is so that we can take these next few weeks, this entire period from the solstice this weekend on into the new year and beyond as a whole chunk of time for doing a bit of introspection. So it's not just for the winter solstice. I kind of just extended it into the new year because I'm kind of a nerd about the new year. I love a fresh beginning and a fresh start, and I get all crazy. I want to make sure we all have, you know, the kick-ass life of our dreams, the best year ever in 2014, which I think is why I got so held up on this module, because I really wanted that. I wanted to create that, but I was annoying myself. Like, I don't know, I felt like kind of a goofy motivational speaker, and I wanted it to go deeper than that and to tie into the seasons, and so I just had to kind of get out of my own way and let spirit step in and take a more guided approach, which is totally fitting because that's actually what I want to talk about. I want to talk about living a more purposeful, meaningful life in 2014. I'm not talking about setting New Year's resolutions. I'm talking about getting clear about who you are, why you're here on this planet, and what you have to give. I'm talking about living a life of purpose, a life that feels meaningful to you and the people that you interact with. So, for example, it's about using gratitude as a guide for what you would like to create more of in your life. This is traditionally a time for gift giving, so I get into giving and receiving and how identifying your gifts, your special gifts, which I've talked about a bit on this show, once you identify your gifts, recognizing that your gifts are yours to give, your given gifts to give them to the world, that's your offering for the world, and that's a way to, like, fast-track yourself onto your purpose. This is also a time of wonder traditionally, so I really am hoping that we can reclaim some of the wonder that a lot of us felt, some of the wonder and excitement that I hope you felt this time of year as a child. And I'm hoping we can all just get kind of curious, you know, that you can get curious about yourself and what makes you tick in a way that is exciting and fun and fresh. Last week I was talking about Daniel Laporte's concept of core desired feelings, which is actually something I first read about in Anthony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within back when I was 17. So what year would that be? 1990. That's 23 years ago. Anyway, that is something that I spend a lot of time focusing on in the winter solstice module as well, because I think that that's another way to find your gifts, to get in alignment with your purpose, and to have that sense of being guided. as opposed to just making up a bunch of goals, a bunch of New Year resolutions that, you know, list out on a piece of paper and then that you ultimately use to beat yourself up with 15 days later when you've broken every single one of them. And I think for me, this module, I'm stupidly excited about it because it was just a lot of aha moments for me after quite a few days and weeks of struggling on it. It just all of a sudden was like, oh, I get it. Yes. It was like one epiphany after the next. And I realized it's kind of the culmination of everything that I've been learning and working on in 2013. It like brought around to those early shows I did on finding your soul's purpose. And the video I did, I think I might have also done a radio show about having a spirit-led day and leading a spirit-led life. I want us all to be living on purpose in 2014, and I'm hoping that it will just be a spirit-led year. And then sort of like the piece de la resistance is something that I won't talk to you about until next week, and I promise I will be more organized and thoughtful in the creation of that show for you next Tuesday, which I hope I can do on time, because that's New Year's Eve, I believe. I'm going to try to sneak away for our 30 minutes because it's the biggest lesson I've learned this year, and I can't wait to share it with you, and I thought it would be like my gift to you because I'm really excited about this lesson. It was a huge game changer for me. So next week's show is going to be called Fate as a Container for Your Soul's Destiny, and that's something that we're also going to be working a bit with in the Winter Solstice module, but I also just want to provide that here on the radio show for people who won't be taking the module, or for those of you who are, as a kind of supplement. So I'm excited. I have a lot of energy now because I'm finally like coming to the end of the creation of this module. And actually, when I get off right now, I will build us a little page so you can sign up if you want to sign up for this module. I'll have it on the Psycho Spiritual Wheel of the Year website. I'll have it on the Kickass website at joannadevoe.com. I'm going to put it in the newsletter tonight. So you can sign up today if you want. But it probably won't be delivered to you until Thursday afternoon is when I'm expecting to have all the materials good and ready to go. But if you want to buy it early, you can. If you want to hop on the wheel and do the entire year in a day with me, this is an awesome time to start because it's going to be so much about consciously creating 2014. If you want to buy the whole year in advance, you get $40 off, which is a really good deal. That's two modules for free. So that rocks, and it's a fun group right now in Facebook, and I hope it grows with each module and that we empower each other. And like I said, I hope 2014 is spirit-led and super kick-ass for every single one of you and for me. Much love. See you next Tuesday. Happy winter solstice. Peace.